BBC News with Danielle Yaovietska. The US military says it's destroyed 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels near the Strait of Hormuz, a key passage for oil exports. The US Central Command posted a video on X that showed several boats being targeted by projectiles and exploding. It comes after President Trump warned Iran against putting mines in the waterway, saying the military consequences for Iran would be at a level never seen before. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
He is kind of trying to have it both ways here, reassuring the markets that if any mines are threatening commercial shipping lanes, America will deal with it, but not wanting to spook them into thinking that there might be mines in the Straits of Hormuz. But I think what we've learned is that Donald Trump cannot risk a long, drawn-out conflict with these risks to the price of oil, and he probably will be wanting to end the conflict sooner rather than later.
The White House says the US military is moving to dismantle Iran's missile production infrastructure on the 11th day of the war. The press secretary, Caroline Levitt, said long-range B-2 aircraft had used dozens of penetrator bombs to target facilities buried deep underground. Earlier, the defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, said today's attacks would be the most intense yet. The Australian government says two more members of Iran's visiting women's football team have claimed asylum in Australia. In total, seven Iranian players and staff have now been given humanitarian visas in the country after they were described as traitors by Tehran for refusing to sing the national anthem before a match. Katie Watson reports from the Gold Coast.
Time was running out, but Australian authorities kept trying, giving members of the football team the information and the opportunities to remain here instead of returning to Iran. Just before getting on the bus to head to the airport, one player and a member of support staff were separated from the rest of the squad after indicating they wanted to apply for asylum. They were then taken to a police facility in Brisbane. The rest of the delegation went on their way, but Immigration Minister Tony Burke said the offer to stay was reiterated to most people again at Sydney Airport, making it clear that the offer wasn't extended to some of the minders.
Senior Democrats in the United States say they're furious at what they're calling Donald Trump's war. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the president of risking the lives of US troops and the safety of the American people and of destabilizing the world economy while squandering $1 billion a day. Richard Blumenthal is a Democrat senator.
The American people deserve to know much more than this administration has told them about the cost of the war, the danger to our sons and daughters in uniform, and the potential for further escalation and widening of this war, a war of choice made by this president.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Sudan's military government is calling for the US to declare the paramilitary rapid support forces a terrorist group. The move comes just a day after Washington labelled a government-linked group, the Sudanese Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organisation. Washington claimed the group had been trained and supported by the Iranian regime. Ukraine has hit a military factory in the western Russian city of Bryansk, located about 100 kilometres from the Ukrainian border. Images show explosions and towering flames engulfing a large area near woods. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the strike in his nightly address.
Today our commander-in-chief reported on the use of missiles, on our response, a completely justified response to the aggressor. Our soldiers struck one of the key Russian military factories in Bryansk. This factory produced electronics and components for Russian missiles, the very ones that are striking our cities, our villages and our civilians. We are defending ourselves.
Russian officials have said that six civilians died and 37 were injured in the attack. At least six people have died after a bus caught fire in a town west of the Swiss capital. Five others were injured, three of them seriously. Eyewitnesses told the police that a man on the bus poured petrol over himself. It's unclear whether the man who reportedly started the fire died or was injured. Images online show the bus completely engulfed in flames. A study in the US has found that the active ingredient in magic mushrooms could help people struggling to quit smoking. Scientists at Johns Hopkins University discovered that people who were given a dose of psilocybin, a naturally occurring psychedelic compound, were six times more likely to abstain from smoking than those who had received a nicotine patch. And that's the latest BBC News.